It's time for the ODEC and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Air.
Thanks, Craig. I don't think we mentioned this Hollywood passing. It's weird to call it a Hollywood death because I don't think this guy ever lived in Hollywood, maybe never even stepped foot in it. But he was on television, and that is Ewan McIntosh passed away at the age of 50. He was Big Keith on The British Office. If you've ever seen The British Office, the guy who played Kevin, like the American Office's Kevin. This yeah. guy was Keith on The British Office. Passed away at the age of 50. That's pretty young. I don't know that you guys have, George, I don't know if you've seen British Office. Have
no,
you?
I have not.
Craig, have you seen British Office?
I have. I didn't watch all of it, but I've seen some episodes.
That was first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, the American one basically used the exact script of the first British Office for their first episode. It was not good, buddy.
Mm-mm.
It just didn't translate as well.
Yeah.
The British one is more of a... It's more subtle and dark in a way, too, though. Hmm. Whereas the American one, of course, hit its stride in seasons 2, 3, 4. And there, when they started doing more obvious jokes and obvious humor and things like that. But anyway, Keith from The British Office has passed away. Shaving off the beard, something that I've always wanted to do.
Well, then do it.
No. No. I keep getting vetoed by persons in my life about that.
It's your face.
I know.
It's your body. Bring up that one.
What? Bodily autonomy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't work. Doesn't work for guys that way. Well, Russell Crowe shaved his off. You know, he's been going with a Santa Claus beard for a while.
Yeah. I'm trying to think the last time I saw Russell Crowe.
Have you seen what he looks like now? I mean, he looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He's not Gladiator Russell Crowe.
No.
And hey, it happens to all of us, right?
Was Gladiator almost 30 years ago?
Probably.
I think it was 30 years ago, wasn't it?
Overrated yeah. movie, good movie.
I thought it was pretty good.
Year 2000.
See, I liked it too.
Okay.
That's not that old. It's only 24 years old.
It's a long time.
But people are saying that he looks like 20 years younger. Look up Russell Crowe, Santa Claus Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I found him.
I mean, he's a little heavier and yep. enjoying his life. He's living his most enjoyable life with a Santa Claus beard.
Yeah, no doubt.
But here he is with it shaved off. And people are saying he looks 20 years younger.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So maybe I'll look a whole bunch younger if I shave my beard off. What do you think?
I think it's different because his was gray. You've got a little gray in yours, but if you...
Man, I got a lot of gray throughout mine now.
If you shave a dark beard, you may look younger. But I think shaving a giant gray beard, you're definitely going to look
younger. Well, I want to do like the cult thing of shaving off the beard and the head, too. And my eyebrows.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do it for ticket stock. I dare you.
I would look so strange. You know what's really crazy is growing up, my brother and I never really looked alike. But now when I shave my beard off, he and I look almost exactly the same.
Really?
It's so crazy.
I think y'all look a lot alike.
How do people merge as they get older?
Yeah, I don't know.
You think we look a lot alike?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so now.
Tell your brothers.
Huh?
I said I can definitely tell your brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then this next story is very sensitive. Do you guys know the story of Corby's Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin?
I've heard y'all talk about it before and the ding dong thing, and I don't know how it started.
It's an old rant classic. And it got retold recently, I think, on Rant Revival. But it was when Corby was young. He was like 4 or 5 years old. And he went camping with his family in a pop-up camper. And he knew where in the camper that he loved, like those Hostess, I think that's the company that makes them, ding-dongs.
Uh-huh.
These little chocolate hockey puck looking things.
Bet. Nothing wrong with ding dongs.
I think if I'm remembering ding dongs correctly, yeah. They're the hockey puck looking ones.
Yeah, and they had a little vanilla swizzle on top.
So Corby loved those things, so he got up in the middle of the night and snuck over to where they were and opened them up and ate like the whole box of them. It was like eight of them. And then he goes and climbs back in bed. Now, it's hard to divorce what happens next in the story from rant writer embellishments. Because there was a lot of embellishments that seemed to be going on. And now, at this late of date in the human history, it's hard to separate what really happened from what history books have written.
But until this happened, never in the history had something happened like this with ding-dongs.
That's correct.
In a camper.
So somehow, in the rant telling, Corby and his dad are on bunk beds, and Corby was on the top bunk. And during the middle of the night, after eating all those ding-dongs, he gets sick. And he knows he's going to throw up. And he couldn't make it to the bathroom, so he leans over the top bunk and starts vomiting ding-dongs all over the place.
Hello.
Did y'all have it like he was a character in Full Metal Jacket that was just like...
just writhing in slow motion. Yeah. And in the rant version, his dad is down on the bottom bunk, naked and enjoying this and opening his mouth.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And reveling in this, because his dad's plan all along was to have someone vomit ding-dongs onto him.
Okay. Only the rant would take it there.
And then it got even more exaggerated, where his dad was holding a hunting knife at his throat, forcing him to vomit into his face. And there was all kinds of add-ons happened to this thing. Well, we retold it on the rant recently. Now, I get this email from P1 John in Houston. Subject line, the Boy Scouts and the Ding Dong Cabin. Because that's what we ended up calling the pop-up camper.
Right.
Corby's daddy's Ding Dong Cabin. P1 John says, I am recently appointed scoutmaster for my son's Boy Scouts troop. Last weekend, we traveled to a nearby scout ranch to camp, hike, and identify various plants and animals. Saturday night, after a long and very cold day, I snuggled down into my sleeping bag with my AirPods and listened to the playlist you put on with Corby and Dave, the one with Corby and the Ding Dongs and the Rambo knife. I laughed so hard and listened probably five times in a row to it. So he kept rewinding it to listen to it again. I guess how I forgot there's essentially no privacy in a tent, because all of a sudden the other dad on our trip said from inside his tent, "What's so damn funny over there?" In AJ Clemente fashion, I blurted out, "I'll have to tell you tomorrow." Well, the next morning, as we staggered around the freezing campsite trying to make coffee on a Coleman Perfect Flow propane stove, bingo, he puts in parentheses, I've never said Coleman Perfect Flow propane stove. My fellow scout dad asked me again, "Hey, what were you laughing at over there? I never heard somebody sound so tickled." So I attempted to explain, and not once did he ever crack a smile.
Man, there's nothing worse.
No.
They're trying to let someone in on a joke and they don't laugh.
He looked increasingly concerned, especially when I got to the part about the dad holding a knife to his son's throat with his Dockers pulled down.
Oh, my.
I don't see what's funny about this.
We drank our coffee in silence after this exchange. Shortly thereafter, we broke camp and headed home. I'll let you know if I'm brought before any sort of council to discuss whether I'm worthy or not to be a scoutmaster. Signed, P1 John in Houston. Yeah, don't make the mistake of trying to relate a rant type story to
just
people.
Just say you're listening to a radio station that was funny. It's a really convoluted story.
Oh, really? Yeah. What is it? I love funny radio. Now tell me about it.
It's
what did these guys on radio find that was so funny?
It's too many details. Just it was funny.
No, come on. What is it? Well, sounds like it's a funny deal. What?
The next morning, it's not that funny. It was just funny last night.
Well, just tell me what it was. It's okay.
I would lose you at five seconds into the story.
It was a dad holding a knife to his son's throat.
Oh, yeah.
As the son vomited ding-dong stuff into his mouth.
Oh, I'm kind of with the other camper. I think I'd go anti-rant at that point and go, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't get it.
It's the greatest story that never should have been told.
Right.
Is what that was. Oh, my gosh. That cracks me up so much. How did the rant always end up working into these stories? There were a lot of them that involved Corby. There were some that involved Dave, like the pushing the Jeep story.
Mm-hmm.
There was another
shower
curtain story with Dave. That one's on Dave. But Corby had another one. Gosh, I don't even know how I can repeat it here.
How did none of them involve you?
Oh, because he always deflected.
I was the director.
The conductor.
What he always does. Hypotheticals, he never has to go through them. Everyone else just has to squirm.
I also knew enough to never share anything about my life with the rant.
Yeah, that's a smart play.
Because the rant can take something and run with it. And it's 100 miles down the road before you know it. Yeah, there was one where involved Corby and his sister's C-section scar.
Oh, my gosh. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember how that one happened. Oh, my gosh. Remember Corby and blood cannons? Y'all remember that story?
Yeah.
When at his wedding, he wanted blood cannons to go off at the end and spray the entire audience. And that was the same conversation where he wanted to sew blood packets in his wife's wedding train so that when she walked down the aisle, there was a red smear back behind her.
God.
I'm with you, George. The look on your face is
I'm the other camper now trying to figure this one out.
Exactly. That's what we're going to start calling it when you're the other camper. When you just don't get it, man. Just don't get it. It's too troubling.
Well, I went on some of those Boy Scout campouts.
What were those like?
Beating.
I only really saw those on Brady Bunch and stuff when they go out camping.
Yeah.
I never did that as a kid.
Thankfully, my kids were only in it for a couple of years, and then we... Screen.
Were there some unstable dads in it?
I thought so. Yeah,
flask and
all of a sudden bring firearms. You know, and
hey man, look
something
what
goes
brought.
Down. I'm going to be ready. Oh, like, really? Oh. Okay, Rambo.
You're great. You're forced to be there the weekend with them.
Yeah, two nights.
Why is
camping?
That? Why?
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
People are so much weirder than we think they are. Like I've had so many times where you're with someone and they seem normal, and then all of a sudden they just. They'll say something that's real misogynist or pull out a firearm and say, you know, hey, if the commies show up, I'm here, you know, and you're like, whoa, what?
I got you covered.
Yeah. We were just having a good conversation. Now there's this whole new level of crazy that I didn't know about.
To your people are so much weirder comment, just listen to the last 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, how about that? Ding dong cabin.
What? A ding dong? I just tuned in. What is a ding dong?
Self-proclaimed director of that play?
I reluctantly was the director.
Will Ding Dong Cabin ever make it to Broadway?
Yes.
Corby's Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin. Imagine you see that out on a Broadway marquee and you're going, what the hell could that possibly be about? And could they not have worded it a little bit less awkwardly?
Yeah, it's just a lot there.
Two possessives right in a row. All right, there you go. Right. Thank you, John.
By the way, the ding dongs did not have the little swizzle on the top.
Oh, all right. Really? What was that?
Yeah, that apparently
was that's the Hostess cupcakes, the chocolate cupcakes.
Yeah, okay. I think that's what it was.
The ding dongs just were like
just a hockey puck, like
hockey
you
puck,
described.
And they'd be in like aluminum foil, I think.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're good too. They had the creamy filling. in the middle of it.
What a stupid name for a treat.
That ding-dong cream was so good.
Our buddy Brian Briscoe, that was his Saturday morning breakfast on North Texas road trips.
Ding-dongs?
Ding-dongs and a Dr. Pepper.
God, it's terrible.
That is quality.
It's terrible.
It's good.